Welcome to the Personal Financial Planning Section podcast, delivering insights from experts on tax, retirement, estate, risk management, investment planning, and practice management, designed to help you best serve your clients and take your practice to the next level. I'm your PFP Section host, Sarah Bradley. Be sure to visit us at aicpa.org/PFP and stay tuned at the end of the episode for information on how to access valuable resources. And now over to our guest.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm Jim Sullivan, and I'm here to talk about planning for health care on Medicare.
Let me start today's podcast with a story. A financial planner referred one of her clients to me. The client turns age 65 in May 2019. She is eligible to enroll in Medicare with an effective date of May 1, 2019. She takes 15 different prescription drug medications. The most expensive prescription med costs approximately $12,000 per month, is not included in any formulary of the Medicare Part D plans available in her geographic area. Part D plans cover prescription drugs for Medicare beneficiaries. If she were to elect to participate in Original Medicare and a Medicare supplement plan with a standalone Part D plan, her out-of-pocket drug cost will exceed $155,000 annually. She has been trying to learn more about Medicare coverage by attending insurance company seminars. A research scientist, she keeps meticulous notes on her medicines and instructions given to her by the six different doctors she sees. But she is still confused by exactly how Medicare coverage works. While she does have substantial assets, she cannot afford the $155,000 in annual prescription drug costs. Her immediate concerns are to, number one, find Medicare coverage for her prescription drugs at a more affordable cost, and two, keep the doctors she currently uses. Now, we'll return to this client situation at the end of the podcast. But for now, let's focus on eight very good reasons why you, as a CPA planner, should expand the scope of the elder care financial planning services you provide to your clients. These eight value adds include the benefit to your aging clients as you develop expertise and the benefit to your practice as you respond to the healthcare financial planning needs of your clients. We will cover these eight good reasons in just a few minutes. First, I want to explain how elder care financial planning practice has changed over the last decade. Much of it has to do with changes to Medicare as it struggles with the increasing number of baby boomers aging into Medicare, in other words, becoming eligible for Medicare at age 65. This has placed a financial burden on Medicare that most of us are familiar with through news stories and reports. In fact, a former trustee of the Medicare Trust Fund, Michael Lovett, titled his January 2019 report on Medicare, Drifting Towards Disaster. Healthcare used to constitute just 4% of our economy. Today it is almost 18%, and in 2026, it is estimated that it will constitute almost 20% of our economy. As we look at the opportunities for expanding your practice to include more healthcare financial planning for your clients, keep these figures in mind. These numbers will continue to drive changes over the next several decades to how Medicare delivers its services. Your clients will be at the very center of these changes. The availability and quality of their healthcare coverage will be directly impacted. In the past, elder care financial planning focused primarily on the care needs of frail elders. The primary issue was how to pay for their custodial care when they could no longer live independently. This is important because Medicare coverage for custodial care is very limited. But the world of healthcare for senior clients is changing rapidly. For our purposes, I will define elder healthcare financial planning broadly. It incorporates not just planning for the health and custodial care many elders will need as they age and encounter physical and cognitive challenges. It also includes the choices they are being asked to make when selecting the type of Medicare coverage they believe will best meet their healthcare needs and preferences. With the limited time we have, I will focus primarily on how CPA planners can provide guidance to their clients regarding Medicare eligibility, enrollment, and entitlement. But first, let me put the need for this practice in context by considering how making Medicare decisions has become so much more confusing and complicated. Enrolling in Medicare was never supposed to be this confusing. Years ago, the process was simpler and less confusing. So what has changed? Here are just a few of the factors. Number one, the normal retirement age for Social Security benefits and the eligibility age for Medicare used to be the same, 65. Enrolling in Social Security and Medicare went hand in hand. The Medicare beneficiary only had to keep one date in mind, the date he or she reached 65. In 1983, however, Congress changed the law gradually, increasing the normal retirement age from 65 to 67. The eligibility age for Medicare remained at 65. With this change, enrolling in Social Security and Medicare was no longer a one-and-done deal. If the client wanted to have an unreduced Social Security benefit, he or she held off until their normal retirement age. The normal retirement age now comes after Medicare eligibility. This means at 65, Medicare enrollment is not automatic if the client delays enrollment in Social Security. The client must go online and enroll or go to the local Social Security office to enroll in Medicare. Number two, more boomers are retiring after 65. Years ago, most people retired at 65. And why not? Social Security and Medicare kicked in at age 65. So did most company pensions. Many boomers now are working well beyond that age. This has created confusion about which is the best health care coverage choice, staying on their employer's group health plan or enrolling in Medicare when first eligible. The worker's spouse, if over 65, faces the same question: stay with the spouse's employer group health plan or move to Medicare. Number three, many employers have ended retiree health care plans, but many such plans still exist. Employer retiree health plans combine with Medicare to provide coverage. Should the client enroll in their employee's retirement health plan or just enroll solely in Medicare? Number four, add into the mix COBRA coverage, Medicaid eligibility, Obamacare plan coverage. Don't forget Medicare eligibility before 65 because of disability. Current health coverage will impact your client's Medicare enrollment timing and the decision they make. Number five, the introduction of Medicare Part D, or prescription drug coverage, a decade ago has added another set of decisions. Finding the plan that best meets the client's prescription drug needs at the most affordable price is the goal. This is first done at the client's initial enrollment in Medicare and can be done annually after that during the open enrollment period that runs from October 15th through December 7th. The client should be encouraged to perform the exercise annually to review their current coverage and decide whether they should change coverage for the next calendar year. A prescription drug may be dropped from the plan's formulary, or the client's medications may have changed in a year, making a change in plans warranted. Number six, finally, the rise in popularity of Medicare Advantage plans. Most Medicare Advantage plans come with prescription drug coverage and are referred to as MAPD plans, or Medicare Advantage with Prescription Drug Plan. Approximately one-third of all Medicare beneficiaries opt for an MA or MAPD plan. These plans also offer benefits not found in original Medicare, such as dental, vision, and hearing coverage. The different features make it important to compare the available plan in the client's geographic area. Recent legislation has broadened the benefits that an MA or MAPD plan may provide to beneficiaries. Recent legislation also made making changes to coverage more flexible. The addition of the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, which will run annually from January 1st through March 31st, beginning in 2019, is an example of this type of more flexible enrollment that can be taken advantage of in order to improve your client's coverage. We'll discuss this a little more later in the podcast. If the client makes the wrong decision regarding when to enroll in Medicare, he or she may face late enrollment penalties. Future enrollment dates may be restricted to the general enrollment period. This may leave the client without health coverage for an extended period. So, while the long-term costs and care issues for elderly clients remain an important topic, the decisions relating to Medicare and its many coverage options are now part of the discussion and need the expertise of a CPA planner. CPA planners, however, can only charge fees for their services when the client sees value. Here are my eight value propositions that will help grow your practice, grow your revenue, and most importantly, deliver real value to your clients wrestling with some of their most important decisions in retirement. Finding the right mix of cost and quality when it comes to their health care. Value add number one. CPA planners offer bias-free expertise. Even with the best of intentions, insurance agents are biased in favor of the products they sell. Value add number two. CPA planners already work with their clients preparing for retirement. Included in retirement planning are general discussions that center around healthcare needs and costs. Once in retirement, the need and opportunities for clients to continue their healthcare financial planning only intensifies as their healthcare needs change and as the Medicare system itself changes. Value add number three. CPA planners are no stranger to simplifying and explaining complex topics to clients. Think, for example, the U.S. Federal Income Tax Code. Medicare coverage options have become more complex and confusing. What I call the three E's of Medicare, eligibility, enrollment, and entitlement, are complex. The eligibility and enrollment rules for Medicare Part A, Part B, Part C, also known as Medicare Advantage, and Part D vary. There are major and subtle differences that, if not properly understood, can delay the client's entitlement to benefits and or result in late enrollment premium penalties. Value add number four, proactive planning is unconstrained for a CPA planner by the sales and marketing restrictions imposed by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services and state insurance regulators on insurance agents. Above, I discussed the new Medicare Advantage open enrollment period beginning in 2019. Agents are restricted from being proactive in assisting clients with important coverage changes that are available during this period. As a client's healthcare needs change, the CPA fee-only planner can assist the client with reevaluation of their Medicare coverage and guide the client to make changes without worrying about sales and marketing restrictions. Value add number five, a consultative approach that considers the client's healthcare coverage needs in the context of their entire financial plan is what is needed by the client. This includes the impact of means-tested Medicare Part B and Part D premiums and financial consequences if the client is diagnosed with a chronic or terminal illness. Value add number six. The CPA planner is unconstrained by product limitations that impede insurance sales professionals. While the insurance agent directs the clients only to the plans he or she sells, the CPA planner can consider the pros and cons of original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage coverage without such bias. This is especially important during the annual enrollment period that takes place from October 15th through December 7th. Clients can change their coverage from Medicare Advantage to Original Medicare or from Original Medicare to an Medicare Advantage plan. Changes can also be made to their Part D prescription drug coverage. Unconstrained by product limitations, the CPA planner can conduct a more rigorous analysis of Medicare Advantage plans available to the client that includes such considerations as comparisons among plans of the breadth of the provider network, quality of care, healthcare options, and availability of special needs plans should the client develop certain health problems, such as diabetes or heart problems, or special needs plans that have been created for those clients who have moved to a healthcare facility. Value add number seven, CPA planners are skilled at keeping on top of changes and guiding clients on how those changes impact their financial plan. Taxes, investments, retirement, estate planning, college funding, life insurance are just a few examples. In the coming years, changes to Medicare will be near the top of the list of impactful changes on our clients' financial and personal well-being. While the cost of care is important to clients, more important is the quality of care available from their Medicare plan. Finally, value add number eight. The value to your practice includes strengthening your ties to the client. What issues are more important than helping clients plan for and enable them to obtain the quality health care they desire? Assisting the client with these issues often involve working with family members and demonstrating the value of your practice in ways that were not possible before. The practice also provides you with a unique market niche and marketing edge that will increase referrals. This practice area will increase your ability to strengthen existing ties with current clients and their family members and market your unique expertise to potential clients. With that, let's return to our client's situation and respond to her concerns. As you recall, she had two primary concerns: buying Medicare coverage for her prescription cares at an affordable cost while keeping her doctors. None of the 26 Part D standalone prescription drug plans in the client's geographic area include her most expensive drug on their formularies. If she elects to participate in a standalone Part D plan, her annualized drug costs will exceed $155,000, unless her doctor can prescribe another drug or she can negotiate a lower price from the drug manufacturer, her options are few. Her other coverage option is a Medicare Advantage plan with prescription drug coverage. Now, in her geographic area, there are 23 such plans available to her. Fortunately, two insurance companies offer four MAPD plans that include her most expensive drug on their formularies. Company number one offers two preferred provider organizations, or PPOs, that would allow her access to all her doctors. Some doctors are in the network, some are not. Under the terms of the plan, she would pay more out of pocket to see any out-of-network doctors. Company number two offers two health maintenance organizations, or HMOs. Under the terms of the HMO, she could only see network doctors. If she goes out of network, she would have to pay the entire cost. Under the PPOs, her total drug costs would be approximately $15,000. Still expensive, but manageable, and obviously much less than were she going to a Part D standalone plan. The cost would be the same whether she went to a local pharmacy or used mail order. Under the HMOs, her drug costs would be approximately $5,000, but only if ordered by mail. By going with either MAPD plan, her drug costs will drop substantially. Her biggest savings would come through the HMO, but that would also limit her access to some of her doctors. If she enrolls in the PPOs, her drug costs would increase by $10,000, but she will have access to all her current doctors. The client has a decision to make that involves trade-offs: the narrow network of the HMO with lower drug costs, or the option to continue seeing all her doctors with the PPO with higher drug costs and higher out-of-pocket expenses. Medicare choice will increasingly involve such trade-offs. The CPA planner has an opportunity to explain the coverage options to the client, clarify the pros and cons of each, and help the client select the coverage that best meets their healthcare needs.
On behalf of the PFP section, this has been Jim Sullivan. If you enjoyed this podcast, I highly encourage you to visit the PFP section website and access the AICPA's new book, Life Transitions, Planning for Healthcare on Medicare. Stay tuned for Sarah Bradley, who will tell you how to find these valuable resources. Thank you for listening.
And thank you for sharing with our community of listeners. Want more information, resources, tools, and guidance on technical and practice management topics? Visit AICPA.org/PFP and check out the show notes for this episode as well. So if you're not already a member, think about joining the PFP section, which is designed to save you time, help you best serve your clients, and take your financial planning practice to the next level. You'll gain access to a robust selection of high-quality technical and practice management resources like guides, 24/7 access to an online learning library, client communication and education tools, up to 8 hours of free CPE, and more. Don't forget to leave us a review so we can continue bringing valuable and relevant content. And subscribe to our podcast channel so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to next time.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.